It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson. This Wednesday marks the end of a public comment period that allows people to tell the Federal Communications Commission exactly how they feel about net neutrality. And if you don't know what net neutrality is by now, well, you haven't heard me define it on this show approximately 500 or more times in recent years. It's the idea that all information should be delivered from its source to the user at equal speeds, no matter where it's coming from, where it's headed, and how it's getting there. Why do advocates think it's important? Here's Michael Beckerman of the Internet Association.
The reason net neutrality is important is consumers need to access the entire internet, and innovators need to be able to innovate and create new products and services on the internet without artificial barriers to entry or gatekeepers. The most important thing about net neutrality is allowing everybody to access the internet and not have the gatekeepers, internet service providers, be able to charge tolls or slow down certain traffic, creating winners and losers.
Before he left his job, former FCC Commissioner Tom Wheeler successfully classified internet service providers as common carriers, part of something called Title II. It was a way to protect the idea of net neutrality. But here's the thing about FCC commissioners. They change. And when we talked to Wheeler at the beginning of this year, right after the election of Donald Trump, he was dubious about the guy who would probably take over from him. A guy who did take over from him, new commissioner Ajit Pai. Here's Wheeler describing their relationship.
I think it's fair to say that we have, on major issues, we have differed in our approaches.
So do you have any sense of how Ajit Pai is going to take this forward?
No.
You guys don't talk? You're not hanging out having coffee?
Well, you know, it's an interesting story that I had a regularly scheduled meeting every other week with every commissioner here at the FCC for an hour, in which we would sit down and talk about how do we work together, what are common concerns.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, Commissioner Pai has canceled every one of those meetings. So it's hard to work together when you cancel meetings to talk together.
This dicey relationship between former FCC Commissioner Tom Wheeler and the current head, Ajit Pai, has meant a lot of conversations about the future of net neutrality protections. There was a big push earlier this summer from companies like Google and Netflix to online mom-and-pop stores to protect net neutrality, but Ajit Pai seems focused on rolling back those protections. More on this in a few moments. You have heard a lot on this show about why people think net neutrality is a good thing, and some of why people think it's not, but we're about to introduce you to someone who you maybe haven't heard from in this whole long battle. He started his own company called Lariat out in the plains of Laramie, Wyoming, bringing internet any way he could to the residents there. And he thinks net neutrality is bad for business and innovation. Brett Glass, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about your company and how it works and who you serve.
We were the world's first wireless internet provider, and we've been running continuously since 1992, when a group of people in Laramie saw the internet coming and wanted to be involved in it, but there was no DSL, there were no cable modems, and we started a co-op, a rural telecommunications co-op, which provided the service.
So you are not a big fan of net neutrality. Tell me about why.
Well, first of all, the Title II regulations raise our costs. We are serving areas that are very difficult to serve economically, and we really need to watch every penny. They also restrict how we can manage the network. Not too long ago, there was a worm which infected, in particular, the DVRs that people use in security systems.
Oh, yeah.
And we blocked that. Well, technically, that was a violation of the so-called network neutrality rules, because those rules say that we're not supposed to block or throttle or hinder anything that any piece of equipment tries to do.
Do Title II protections and net neutrality, do they threaten the survival of your company?
We had to figure out how to operate after the Title II regulations were imposed without any outside investment, and that has hampered us. The FCC threatened to impose several more regulations, which fortunately did not go through, toward the end of Tom Wheeler's term as chairman. And we are very thankful that all of those regulations did not get through, because they might well have imposed costs that would have caused us to simply have to fold our tent.
Assuming that the FCC under Ajit Pai will actually roll back this idea of net neutrality and the regulations that the FCC has put in place, what are you going to do on day one after that stuff gets rolled back?
One thing we're going to do is we're going to approach investors again. We may also look into doing something called zero rating. The person or company that is providing the information pays for the internet bandwidth, and the user doesn't have to pay for that. And that is a big advantage to the users. They don't have to worry about exceeding their bandwidth cap. In this case, the provider of the information takes care of all of that for them.
Brett, how do you get somebody who's kind of out in the outside of Laramie to, how do you get them up online?
We have to go out to the site, find a path to one of our antennas, and then we need to put up an antenna on the building and engineer the link so that they can connect back to our service. Some of our customers are 5-6 miles away, and the FCC's regulations limit the transmitting power of each of the radios that we use.
Brett Glass, he is founder of Lariat.net, a small wireless ISP in Laramie, Wyoming. Brett, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.